Welcome, listeners. My name is Ken Laster. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove, and we are going to begin with Sonny Rollins. And hopefully Sonny Rollins is staying at home, staying healthy. He's 89 years of age, and let's hope he's adhering to these CDC guidelines, as you should. Staying home, wearing a face mask when going out in public, keeping that social distancing, and hopefully he'll stay safe and be with us for some years to come. So let's begin with Alfie's theme from the soundtrack to the movie Alfie. This is Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
That was Alfie's theme by Sonny Rollins. That is from the motion picture Alfie, arranged by Oliver Nelson. Next up, we have Wayne Escoffrey. He's got a brand new album out. It's called The Humble Warrior, a great sextet of Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Randy Brecker on trumpet, David Gilmour on guitar. David Kokoski does a tremendous job on this album on piano. Ugano Okegwo on bass and Ralph Peterson on drums. Great sextet. The name of this tune is Sanctus.
Thank you. Thank you.
And those last two tracks you heard were from Jonathan Barber. He released two singles ahead of a new album. I think the album will be titled Legacy Holder. And the two tracks you heard were 29 was the last one you heard. And before that, the title track Legacy Holder from Jonathan Barber and Vision Ahead. Jonathan Barber, just a great drummer out of the University of Hartford, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. I don't have the personnel listing on that, but the last album from Vision Ahead featured some of the favorite Hartford musicians like Tabor Gable on piano, Andrew Renfro on guitar, and Matt Twanzek on bass. But look forward to the release of the entire album and the liner notes so we can see who is on that. And we started out that set with Wayne Escoffrey from his brand new release entitled The Humble Warriors, and we heard Sanctus. All right, my name is Ken Laster. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Next up, something from another local group, Envisage Collective. And this group is comprised of Noah Behrman on piano, Chris Dingman on vibes, Ike Sturm on bass, Alan Menard on drums, Najee Nordhaus on trumpet, and Chris Allen on alto saxophone. And we are going to hear a track entitled Step on a Crack, Envisage Collective. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, that was Roxy Koss, fine tenor sax player, and her album is entitled Quintet, and you heard the track Don't Cross the Koss, Roxy Koss, that is. Before that, we heard from McCoy Tyner. I keep finding new McCoy Tyner albums I didn't know existed. This one's entitled Guitars, and it's got a trio of McCoy Tyner on piano, Ron Carter bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, supplemented by different guitarists on different tracks, and guitarists like Bill Frisell and Mark Rebo and John Schofield and Derek Trucks, among others. Bella Flex on this too. And you heard Mr. PC, the John Coltrane classic, with John Schofield on guitar. We're going to finish up now with something from Dave Liebman. The album is On the Corner, The Music of Miles Davis. And let's hear Jean-Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
You may have noticed that during these weeks of the pandemic, I haven't requested donations for my podcast. These are difficult and uncertain times for many. This is especially true for jazz musicians who depend on gigs in small venues and bars in order to make a living. And while this podcast takes considerable time and money to sustain itself, I am also concerned about this great American art form called jazz and how it can be sustained through this pandemic. For those reasons, I would like to pledge to donate 50% of all donations received during the month of May to musicians who are live streaming from their home for a virtual tip jar, or to organizations that are supporting musicians through this pandemic. I promise to report back to you right here on this podcast where those donations are spent in the coming weeks. Once again, one half of the donations received during the month of May will go to struggling musicians or organizations supporting musicians during this pandemic. As always, thank you for your support.